90. A powerful way to achieve your objectives is to tell a story that reinforces your point. Stories are magical. The most effective stories are about real people, real-world situations, or scenarios that have a powerful ending with a unique twist. 91. Add value. Do more than is expected. Whenever you can, add a little something extra that people will remember, like giving away one of your products in a creative way. 92. Top 5 things that audiences love and hate. They love enthusiasm. They really don't like lectures. They love entertainment, but they don't like boasting. They love expertise, but they don't like arrogance. They love confidence, but they don't like long-windedness. And they love conversation. They really don't like insults. 93. Make champions out of your audience. Encourage audience members to respond and share ideas where they'll be recognized for the value of their participation. 94. If you're going to have a question and answer session, do it before the summary. You want to end with your prepared summary so you're in control of the final minutes of your presentation. 95. During the question and answer section, listen carefully to the question, repeat it, and answer directly. Provide simple answers to simple questions. And for questions that demand a lengthy reply, suggest that you discuss it later with the person who's interested. 96. Prepare yourself for constructive criticism. It's going to happen. Audiences can be tough critics, but they can help you improve. Remember, you're working toward a 100% buy-in, and that means the audience is always right. 97. Questions provide you with the opportunity to show your knowledge, your honesty, so don't fake an answer. The willingness to research and find the correct answer will often impress the audience more than the willingness to give an answer, especially if it's incorrect. Number 98. Always include a call to action that appeals to your audience's emotion and their needs. Remember, keep it short and always be positive with it. 99. Avoid closing killers. What are the killers? Apologizing. Don't ever do that. Admitting that you omitted something during the presentation. It's too late to go back, so move on. Skipping the summary is another killer. And rambling. Closing in less than 2 minutes is best. And 100, our very last tip, keep getting better. Become dedicated to improving your presentation skills. There's always something to tweak, some adjustment you can make, some small thing you can improve. This is Dr. Paula Fellingham. Now my best wishes are yours as you apply these principles, become a wonderful speaker who presents like a pro.